We're Alive is brought to you by...
Precious listeners, are you prepared for the horror, the ghoulishness, the fright that awaits you on Halloween? It's approaching quickly and you need to equip yourself. Get into the spirit at Audible with the best audiobooks on the planet. Audible's library just grew from 100,000 to 150,000 titles, a frighteningly large selection to choose from. One of those titles can be your very own for free at audiblepodcast.com/alive. That's right, you can support We're Alive by using that URL for a free 30-day trial with your free audiobook. Need help selecting the perfect title? Check out Ray Bradbury's The Halloween Tree, dramatized by the Colonial Radio Theater Players. It's a chilling story about eight young adventurers who encounter a time-traveling spirit to see the inception of Halloween with their own eyes. Grab that title and more at audiblepodcast.com/ALIVE. Thanks again to Audible for supporting the show.
We're Alive. A story of survival.
Chapter 39. Chemical Reactions. Part 2 of 3.
Michael again.
Were you able to find the address of the building on your map? Where are you now?
Safehouse 16. Yeah, Radon's not too far from here. We're going to be checking that out.
Did you want to wait for Muldoon and Robbins? Tanya's done and headed back now.
Yeah, we're at, No, wait, I'll just do it.
Robbins, head over to Safehouse 16 when you're done. Don't worry about an escort for now.
We'll head there. Just dropped off Tanya back at Dunbar. What about this skin sample for Dotsu? I don't feel like carrying this thing around.
Truck 2 is about to head back out again. They can pick up the sample for you at 16. And Michael? CJ said she needs Jay and Truck 1 back for some kind of construction mission.
She what? She knows what we're doing, right?
She's asking if you can wait till tomorrow.
No, we can't wait that... You know what? I'll deal with her. I'm not going to send the truck, but I'll send Jay back to the colony with the sample. That's it.
If you're down a person, you can grab Victor. He asked earlier if you needed him.
No, that's okay. But if you or him have time, take a look in CJ's library. See if there's more you can find out about radon.
I'm actually in there now. I'll look again, but I doubt I'll find anything.
All right, just do what you can, okay? Thanks. Bye.
Down here!
Mama?
Yeah, just a sec. Oh, here you are.
Are all these notes for me? These about the girl and the big thing?
It's everything so far.
Thought I heard you. Are you okay?
Well, yeah. Just tired. Called it a day. A few last tests are gonna run overnight.
You're not heading back to the colony already, are you?
Can't. No escort.
Well, I can call Truck 2. They're picking up Jay and...
No, that's okay. I wouldn't mind spending the night. Haven't seen my boy in a while.
Thanks, Mama. Liz would be happy, too. She had a few more questions for you. She's in our room down the hall.
Wait! Here's the name of the company on that bottle Michael found. Ring any bells?
No, never heard of Radon Labs.
Well, Michael wants me to find anything I can. I was just lucky to find an address in the white pages.
Radon?
What? Have you heard of them?
Maybe. Sounds familiar. But I might just be thinking of Raytheon, that plane company.
Well, I'll keep looking.
Just don't forget to get those notes in the computer. I might need them tomorrow.
Of course, but it's a lot to go through. You mind giving me the Cliff Notes version? You sounded pretty excited when they brought that girl in.
Well...
Hey, is she back? Tanya!
People got a little worked up.
Hey, I heard on the radio this morning, the girl, what'd you find out?
I can't say yet.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
Do you have at least something?
Give her a break, guys. She's been at it all day. If she knew anything big, she would have told us already.
Well, yeah. I still have more tests running on what I got from the girl.
Oh, what kinds of tests?
Basic blood levels. But like I said, I still have a lot more work to do to know anything.
Is that Tanya?
Gee. Thanks, Vic. She was asleep.
Oh, sorry.
You, waddle back to your room.
I am not waddling.
Could have fooled me. I'll bring Tanya down there in a second. Okay, well, come on, Mama. I'll get you set up in one of those guest rooms again.
What about the behemoth thing? I mean, did you get to look at that?
Oh, that, yes. But I'm not entirely sure if I'm right. Once we finally were able to cut it open, it was riddled with what looked like tumors on the inside.
So that's what made them so big?
No, that was just on top of everything.
So tumors. That's cancer, right?
Then it died of natural causes?
Oh, trust me, that was not natural. And I don't know for sure. Like I said, I didn't get a lot of time to compare samples yet.
You think that's what killed the other one at the army base?
Maybe. That one had rotted away before I ever got to see it.
Is that why we haven't seen any more lately? They're just dying off because they're sick?
Not from what I've seen from the others. But if they're off dying somewhere, there's no way I would ever know.
Well, hey, who wants to drink to that?
All right. Well, Saul, let's go check on Lizzie. Then I want to lay down.
Okay, Mama.
So, nothing about the girl? I mean, even guesses? I mean, you've been wanting to look at someone changing for, like, a while now.
Yeah, there's a lot here written about her, and photos.
I told you, it's still inconclusive. I'm really not ready to draw speculation.
That's it.
If that's all, that's all right?
Stage 1, 300 units, K18. There are some hard stats here.
You can't just read off.
But what's stage 1?
My data is just data for now. Would you not?
There's a lot more, too.
Hey, if she says it's not ready, it's not ready.
We've been waiting for a long time for something.
And I'm going to read it over anyway to enter it in. Would be a lot better if you explained it.
Hey, don't push her. You see how tired she is?
It's all right, Saul. All of this, it's a lot. And you need to remember, I was just a vet. This isn't even close to what I've had to do before.
Could have fooled me.
Well, thank you. I'm doing my best, but, well, you have to promise me that you'll wait until I know more before you talk about this with anyone.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
If I'm right, it might change things. And maybe not for the better.
Yeah, no problem.
Sure, I mean, it's just us here. I mean, I don't have anyone else to tell.
Well, we might have a test to see if someone's turning.
Really?
I'm not certain yet. I still need time to run the samples again. It might not be right, but...
How can you tell? I mean, how do you know? If you can see what's causing it, can you stop it?
No, I've never been able to see what starts the change. No matter what tests I try, it may be smaller than whatever my equipment can see.
Then how can you tell anything?
1,300 units per liter of K18 at height with the infection. That sounds like you found something to me.
Yeah, see, I stopped looking for the cause, and I focused on what the results were.
Like a trail.
Exactly. The higher the stage of change, the higher the amount of K18 keratin in the blood. It's a byproduct of what's happening. It's something we have in our system normally, but it shoots way up after infection starts. It's been hard to track because it goes down after the change completes. This was the first time I was able to measure it as she turned. It was barely a theory before. We never had this type of testing equipment in Fort Irwin.
Stage 2, 500. Stage 3, 800. 1,300. Turned.
Where are we all at?
Normal people are at 200, or at least should be.
If you know what it affects, does that mean you can treat it?
Doesn't work like that.
So, if someone might be changing, we can find out? And with your blood test, does that mean we draw samples from everyone?
No one else here has any signs.
Wouldn't hurt. Who knows? What if we have a really slow turner here? I'm just saying, we all were exposed at one time. Victor at Ground Zero, Saul. Well, we all remember that. And you too, Tanya.
See, this is why we can't right now. These levels could be higher or lower due to other reasons, too. You can't just start a witch hunt on this, and I'm not even sure I'm right yet. It's just something I'm testing.
Well, go ahead and stick me if you want. I know I'm good, but I'm really curious about where you might be.
What? Because I wasn't choking on the air in Inglewood? Sorry. That's just because I'm not a pussy.
Yeah, whatever.
Joke around all you want. But how would people react if they thought someone else was turning, and it was wrong?
Well, can I at least read what it says?
Hey, would you not? I doubt you can read any of this.
Oh, thanks for that. I was just trying to help.
You want to help? Start looking through the directories for this company. Michael wants it.
Fine. I'll do it in a minute. I gotta go finish transferring stuff in the fridges so we can shut down Generator B.
Well, then hurry up. Michael's gonna be leaving to go there soon.
Well, did you tell him I wanted help?
Yep. No dice.
Just because he's got his soldiers now.
Well, and that whole foul-up.
Well, that wasn't my fault. I told you.
It's all right, man. He doesn't know what he's missing. Good as any of them.
Oh, thanks, homie.
Come on, Mama. I know you're tired.
Thank you, Saul.
You really think I'm too stupid to read that stuff?
I did not mean it that way. I meant that you had things to do, that you didn't have the time.
Look, I already took care of our upkeep. Yeah, I've been the only one. I mean, it's like, I've been...
Okay, so you stayed in here last time. Should still be a toothbrush in the... What? What is it? What? What, Mama?
I already had a few blood samples to test.
I thought you did. Mine?
311. Just over stage one.
Yours?
340.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
And Lizzie's? I know you had some of hers for the baby. Is she?
She's normal.
We're gonna change.
I don't know. But I need to take new samples, see if it's any different. I wanted to today of me, but I couldn't with the soldiers there.
What happens if Michael or CJ asks to test everyone?
Maybe I could fudge the numbers, but...
But what?
It might not matter.
How's that?
There was more. It's something I think I've known for a while.
Oh, man. What?
The girl? She physically changed right away. Inside. Even at stage one.
You could tell? Well, what does that mean?
There's no turning back. Once it's inside you, it can't be undone. There's no cure.
Nah. There has to be a way.
Frog can't turn back into a tadpole, Saul.
But are you sure about the blood thing? That we're turning? I mean, you said it yourself. You need time. How can you be sure?
I don't know if it's possible. Aside from just waiting.
No. You can do it. I know you can. There has to be a way.
Well, I did think of something, but it's going to be difficult and maybe a long shot.
What? Just say it. We'll make it happen.
I think I might be able to know for sure if... Well, if I had whatever's in the air at Ground Zero, maybe do some further tests.
You think this is why I didn't cough there?
What? Because you were already exposed. Well, maybe.
What if you go there too? See if you have the same reaction.
Just confirm it for everyone? If they think we're changing, Oh, you and I both know how people react when they suspect you. What would they do if it's confirmed? Besides, they would never risk me going there.
What if you're wrong about it all?
What if I'm right?
But I have... Lizzie. My boy.
I know.
Whatever you need, I'll do it. We have to know. Lizzie on her own, raising a baby and all this, I just don't...
Saul?
You can't let on, okay?
I won't.
Saul?
Deep breaths, okay? Wipe your face off.
We're coming.
She can't know.
Hey, there you are.
Oh, look at you, getting bigger every day.
You're telling me.
Well, come on, let's go have a look at you. Any changes to the baby's room?
Saul, you coming?
Yeah, let me just get her some sheets.
How have you been feeling?
I don't think he's gonna wait another 3 weeks.
You think he's gonna come early? Oh, well, maybe I should have some of my things brought up, be a bit more settled in here.
That'd be nice. I feel a lot better when you're around.
Oh, me too. Any other updates?
Well, I think we've come up with a name.
You've come up with a name. I don't like it.
You have? What is it?
Well, I'm leaning towards Nicholas, after my grandfather.
That's not the only one we've come up with.
I'm not naming my son Saul Jr.
What's wrong with that? You don't like my name?
I like your name for you, not for him.
Well, either way, I think it's best that I stay here with you now for the rest of this.
Really?
Really. The baby's gonna be here soon, and I want to make sure he's taken care of. No matter what happens.
Thanks, Mama.
I hadn't had a day off in weeks. Between Glenn and I, we're like the only people who seem to be able to do anything around here. He handles most of the electrical stuff, and I get the mechanical, so I have to do the heavy lifting. It's okay, but tiring. And everyone around here has been getting more and more stressed with all the worries about the fuel. There's still plenty for our cars, but the diesel for the generators is starting to get low.
The gas problem started about a month ago, after we expanded the colony. There was an area of commercial buildings and homes to the south that we pushed into. There were a lot of pluses. It practically doubled our square footage, gave us access to more buildings to store supplies, more housing, and also another park even bigger than our current one to turn into additional farmland. And it was far enough south to give us direct access to water from a creek bed. The water was dirty, but still somewhat usable for the farm at least.
The only problem was, with all the heavy machines that were brought in to make things move quickly, we exhausted a lot of our diesel fuel. CJ thought we would be able to find more and replace it, but it was getting hard to find, and too dangerous to go out and look for more without escorts. We kept trying to find ways around the problems, but they just kept getting bigger. On top of the gas issues, we've been running low on bullets. With no new ammunition being found to protect us, we knew things were going to get even worse. We couldn't make new bullets easily, so I had an idea.
Datu, you here?
Yeah, by the hay.
Oh no, you're trying this thing again? You've got a backpack now? How many air tanks are in here?
Would you put that down? And point it that way. Jeez, I didn't make a safety for it yet.
Oh, sorry. Didn't know it was loaded. Just looks like a bunch of pipes and tubes to me. Ooh. Disgusting. Is that a...
Yeah. Behemoth skin. Michael had Jay bring it back from one they found.
You really think your little pea shooter's gonna work on that?
Don't you need to be somewhere?
Look who's talking. We were supposed to go over to the ground well more than an hour ago, remember? Truck 2 has been waiting to take us.
This will just take a few more minutes. I want to try it before the skin rots and gets weaker.
CJ's not going to be happy.
You told her about this? About my gun?
Well, no, but we had other priorities.
I know. Just give me a few more minutes. That's all I need. I thought you were working on the link to Dunbar.
Fixed the microwave dish hours ago. They sent a few pictures across this morning from their spotters.
Ooh, anything good?
Didn't pay much attention to them myself. Just wanted to make sure it worked. Said something about a lead to check out radon or something. You know them, always running around. So this is supposed to be able to shoot through that skin? You really think you'll be able to have enough PSI with just this?
Maybe.
And how many shots you think you'll get out of it? Pushing that kind of velocity.
Enough.
Makes more sense to try and find replacement powder to make more bullets. And I bet the accuracy on that thing is junk.
That's why I extended the barrel.
I'll be damned. You're not firing anymore, right? It's empty?
That's the most I've been able to shoot so far. It's a lot of work just for that.
You hit it twice and it went through. Wow!
So, gunpowder replacement, huh?
I stand corrected. I am impressed. This thing may be better than bullets.
Well, it's not the best. I still use fuel for the big compressor to fill the air tanks. And it did miss a few. And I only got 7 shots out of it.
But none of our guns can do this.
Cool, huh?
Yes, sir. It is very cool.
I'll just have to tweak it some more. But come on, we need to get going to the well. I need to drop this off at my house on the way.
I'm just amazed at that thing. It's so quiet, too.
It still takes a lot of energy for just a few shots.
But we wouldn't need those big guns to follow us around. This is portable, and there's only 2 trucks. We can make a lot of these.
But only good at close range, so still not the best. Yet.
Maybe after we get the well figured out, I can help you with it.
No? Well, that'd be great.
Sorry I doubted you and your Mata gun.
My what?
Mata gun. You have to name it Datu Mata. A Mata gun.
After me?
Why not? They did it for Remington and Winchester, right?
I don't know who those people are, but okay.
Maybe when this is ready, we can send out more teams to find diesel. We won't be limited with the generators. Would be nice to have movie night again.
That was my thinking too. And yeah, I miss the movies.
Oh, look at that. Crops are coming in nicely. Well, your friend's doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, she is. Oh, shoot!
What?
I forgot to do something.
Hey, we need to get going. The gun truck's waiting for us.
I'll be right back. Here you go. This is the last of it.
Oh, wow. That is a lot of potatoes. All right, seal up the rest of the containers and get them over to the dining hall for storage.
Can do.
Thanks!
Yeah?
Michael's on the line for you.
Coming.
Here.
Thanks. Hello? Hello? Hey, I can barely hear you.
Hey, listen, I'd love to chat longer, but we got some good news and a possible lead on something.
Really? That's great. From Tanya, we heard about what happened. Is Wendy okay?
Well, no. This is something different.
Okay, well, can you fill me in once you get back? I'm really busy right now. We're in the middle of the harvest. I have 100 things to do.
No. Can you do me a favor?
Did you just hear me? I am busy. But is it really important?
CJ's on my back still about the gun truck, but we really need it to follow this lead.
And you want me to talk to her?
She likes you.
Well, not now she won't.
Please, I need this. With everything you've done there, she can't really get mad at you.
Fine. But you owe me. I'll try, I guess.
Oh, pigs! Pigs!
One sec, Datu, I'm on the phone.
Michael said to give you these.
Flowers? Really? How? Boy, Michael, you did that fast.
He just gave you those now? You were supposed to give her those this morning.
Gotta go.
Where did you get these?
Found them, growing wild. Hadn't dropped off earlier.
Well, they're nice. Thanks. Okay, I really have to go, but I'll talk to CJ about it.
Yeah, cool. All right, thanks. I miss you. I'll see you when I get back.
Sounds good. Stay safe.
Bye.
Hey.
She wasn't happy, but she'll move a few things around.
Hey, thanks, Pegs. I knew she'd listen to you. All right. Truck is ours. I hate having to fight over those things.
So did Kelly find out any more about radon?
Only that it's some pharmaceutical company. That's all it said in the white pages.
That's not a lot to go off of.
Hey, at least it's something.
Well, I just hope this isn't another dead end.
Let's quit wasting the daylight already. We done sitting around here?
Kelly, come in.
I hear ya.
We're on our way to Radon Labs.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies,
Otto Sterk,
Blair Wayland,
Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Tammy Klein,
Glenn Hoffner,
Graham Bechtel,
Shirley Jordan,
Brett Newton,
Christian Vieira,
James Stebeck,
Sean Lewin,
and
Tony Ray.
I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producer Alex Herrera. Zinterns Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean. Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland.
Music selections and intro by Brother Dan.
Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.